May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please be seated. It's been quite a week for me, this first week. Lunch last Sunday was good, wasn't it? Yes, that was very good. To have so many people in my house was a wonderful experience for me. So thank you so much to everybody who came. And I've met so many new people, had many meetings. I do feel a bit like an overfull sponge, you know, that can't take anything more in. So we'll see how that goes. And then on Thursday, there was a massive funeral here, big funeral, Dr. John Leach, with very close connections with this church. You know, I told the people in the funeral who came, and the church was packed. I said that, you know, material things are not the only reality. Material things are not the only reality. What you can see, what you can touch, what you can hear, smell, taste, not the only reality. But there's a spiritual reality within the heart of each one of us, whether we're here in church or not, that is given by God, which is the true us. However, I think it's really clear from our readings today that material things mediate that reality. In other words, that God is not separate from the material things that are ourselves and that surround ourselves. That if we look, we will see. The whole witness of that of that reading, that first reading from Genesis, is that God is known. He is recognized and known through creation, even in the glory and scariness of a storm, the wonder of a sunrise. Nature, but not just nature, the things that we create as people too speak of the presence of God within us, the creative force that we have from Him. Art, music, architecture, literature, performance, stories, they all speak to us of God's presence. And of course, the most perfect representation of this is through the incarnation in a person, a Palestinian person, in a particular place and time, our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnation of God Himself as a human being like us, flesh and blood. And you notice that in the New Testament reading, Paul talks about the redemption of our bodies. So our spirituality is not divorced from material things at all. It all speaks of the presence of God to us. I don't know if you celebrated St. Valentine's Day on Friday, or whether that's a thing that's gone for you. But you know, human love is mediated and seen through all kinds of physical touch. All kinds of physical touch. But you know, God's love can be too. A hug at the right moment, a touch of the hand. More broadly, our physicality mediates God's presence through our senses. And that's why our senses are so important. And last week, I spoke at one part about the inspiring nature of Anglo-Catholic worship. I think of all the kinds of worship you can encounter in all the different churches in Folkestone and other places. Anglo-Catholic worship particularly speaks because it speaks not only through the words, but also through our senses, doesn't it? The architecture of the building speaks of some aspects of the character of God. The art. Are you so used to this wonderful, wonderful artwork that you don't see it anymore? Or do you meditate on it in the quiet moments of the service? Isn't it magnificent? The colour, the music, the ritual, the movement, the choreography, the symbol, the sacrament, sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell when we have incense. There's been some intriguing research just of late that seems to indicate, and it's quite convincing, I think, that people have effectively four spiritual styles, that people young and old receive a sense of the numinous presence of God, primarily through one of four kinds of media. Now, children tend to focus on just one of these. Adults, as they become more mature, learn how to receive a sense of God's presence through more than one. But let me just tell you about what they are. First of all, some people receive a sense of God and connection with God through primarily through the Word, through words. And that would be best expressed, I suppose, through the Reformed tradition of worship, of which, it has to be said, the Anglican Church does stand in that tradition. And the Book of Common Prayer is part of that Reformed tradition of worship. It's mainly through the content of the words, the beauty and the cadence of it. I have to say, I'm a fan of the Book of Common Prayer, and I wouldn't mind incorporating it somehow into our services somehow at some point. There again, some people aren't particularly struggle with words, but they are particularly touched by a sense of emotion in worship. And you'll see that if you go to any of the more Pentecostal churches in Folkestone, with their spiritual songs that speak of the emotional response that we can have to God's love. Some people encounter God primarily through action, through doing, and they tend to be rather frustrated with any church, because in any church you're kind of sat there and you're not doing anything. Things are being done to you. They'd rather get out and do something. Actually, there are some styles of worship that are much more participative, and people who are like that tend to gravitate to that. Otherwise, they stay and just wait for the service to finish so they can get on with making the coffee. And then there are people who are touched primarily by a sense of symbol, that symbols speak poetically of things that are deeper than words can tell. And you will find that best expressed through Catholic worship or Orthodox worship. Now, what we need to remember is that we're all different. That's the story of this research, that everybody's different, and we have to know who we are. And we have to be okay with that. We have to be kind to ourselves, understand what it is that speaks to us, what best connects us with the presence of God. And not just in the corporate worship of the church, but in daily life, because God is there all the time. And if we are to see our faith and our faith community revived, we need to tend to this every day and understand who we are in God. Symbol people, to take the last one, symbol people are inspired and moved by the night sky, sea and mountains, by a candle carving a cave of light in the darkness, incense, art, poetry. They tend towards contemplative prayer. When they read the Bible, they love the prophets, the Book of Revelation, and the Gospels. Are you one of those, do you think? Emotion people love meeting socially. They love talking and catching up with people and connecting with how people are. They love pastoral care, giving and receiving of pastoral care, music, physical touch. They love to pray through singing. When they read the Bible, they love the Psalms. Oh, and the Gospels. Action people love practical work, sometimes physical work, but doesn't have to be, as long as it gets things done. They like getting things done and making a difference in the world. They prefer business meetings as long as they're focused and productive. They love acts of social justice. They like to pray by doing. When they read the Bible, they love the Acts of the Apostles, the pastoral letters, and the Gospels. Word people love reading. They encounter God through words of other people, books, but sermons, lectures. They love writing. They work their ideas and their thoughts about God out by writing. They love debate and discussion groups. They pray through written and spoken prayers, articulated prayers. When they read the Bible, they love St. Paul. Oh, and the Gospels. Now, we all have a little bit of all of those within us, of course, but one or maybe two will be our preference for encountering the sense of the numinous, that sense of the presence of God, that which makes a difference to us. So it's not just religion, but faith. Our spiritual life comes alive through these particular things. We must know ourselves. Now, of course, I mentioned the Gospels with all styles because the Lord Jesus was perfectly balanced in his spiritual life. And the Gospels and the life of Christ speaks to us all, whoever we are. And all these things I've mentioned in these ways are God's gifts in and for our uniqueness. Well, you know, we must make use of them if we are not to squander our days. And you know, we also are God's gifts in our uniqueness. God's gifts to our local church and our local community because of the apprehension that we have. Our perceptions matter. They shine a light on the matters of God and of faith in a way that perhaps somebody else doesn't see. We have a contribution to make. And so we are to offer what we have and to appreciate the others who are not like us. Because more than likely, there are 3/4 of the people here are not like you. But to get to understand and appreciate what it is that draws them to the heart of God and ensure we allow space for those things too in the life of our community. Together in our uniqueness, we can, being open to God's Spirit, allow for inspiring worship to take and to move in the heart of our church. Amen.